Transmissions.
Shore Dive Records Transmissions.
Shore Dive Records Transmissions.
Shore Dive Records Transmissions.
The month of February is finishing? Yeah. Starting? I don't know. I don't even know when this is. Oh, yeah, it's tomorrow, isn't it? Yes, I have recorded this, and I totally know what I'm doing. My name's Nico. I run Shore Dive Records. Shore Dive Records is a record label based in Brighton. We do shoegaze and that kind of thing, and the show is about shoegaze and that kind of thing. So we're going to start with Self-Love Club, and I would like to know what you do for self-love. Going to say, well, what do I do for self-love? I don't know, like, you know, it might sound pretentious, but I don't suffer from a lack of self-love. I think there's a great acceptance, I think, is my thing, right? Like, I accept my good points and I accept my bad points. I try to lessen my bad points and maximize my good points. So, I don't know, is self-love acceptance? I think it is. You ponder on that, guys, while I play a track by A Deeper Heaven. We just released them on Shore Dive Records. It's selling pretty well, so if you want it, I would hurry up because the limited edition CDs are kind of going fairly quick.
We'll be right back.
was really good, right? Yep. The EP, there's some Casper, who did the Maud Anyways album, is involved, and it just sounds really good. Yeah, somebody to keep you an eye on, I think. We're gonna play Faded in Memories. Yeah. Faded in memories. Do you have faded in memories? Do you have memories that fade in? We do. Some of us do. And if somebody very dear to me is suffering from that at the moment, actually. So my thoughts go to that person. We're going to play Kid Chameleon, because every time there's a new Kid Chameleon song, I play it because I think Kid Chameleon is really good.
Between being alone and alone, everything taken and everything left. I can do without all of this. I've got this thing in me for you that's grieving, and I do with who you used to be. What you think I wouldn't leave it if I could? Think of who I left at home that whole time. Projecting, I'm still a traitor. Can't explain away my awful behavior. How could I have even been so thoughtless? Like you would take the pain for it. But my complacency is too easy to see. Much harder to be. Think of who I left at home that autumn. Like you would take the pain for it. I was projecting, I'm still a traitor. Can't explain away my
just somebody who writes really good songs every time, right? Yep. Okay, now we're going to play Blacktail from Italy. They have a couple of songs out, and we're going to release their album on Short Air Records fairly soon. I could tell you when, but I can't be bothered to look. It's different from what we released before. I'm a big fan of Death Cab for Cutie and Nada Surf, some more that kind of thing, yeah? And this is what Blacktail is. I like the album a lot, so I've decided to release it.
Otherwise, you may not recognize what you're hearing. Typically, it sounds like this.
Thank you.
See what I mean? Yeah. Anyway. Now we're going to play Moon Cowboy. What's that anime thing? Something with a moon and a cowboy. Cowboy, moon, cowboy, bebop, moon cowboy thing? I don't know. I've never watched it. But then there was a series, like, based on the thing. And I watched half of one episode, and I completely forgot the thing even existed after that. Can't have been that good. Getting confused between Cowboy Bebop and Sailor Moon. I possibly am, but maybe the band is Moon Cowboy is named after Sailor Moon and Cowboy Bebop. Maybe, or maybe I'm talking utter rubbish, which would be very, very unusual for me, right? Yeah. Anyway, the Ball Slant, we released on Short Out Records. Once again, this is a bit different. This is more like Rocky, but we've done quite a few things with them. The Ball Slant.
Yeah!
Okay, on Shore Dive Records, we released the Dark Transmissions compilation. We've released one, I believe, in June, and we released another one now. It's a compilation of Australian acts and curated by Greg Peters. And it's a free download, but people can donate money. And so far, people have. Oh my God! We basically, both compilations have raised over $600, which is amazing. So just keep going for it. We're gonna try and keep promoting it as much as possible. And from that compilation, this is Vulpix. Play something I cannot pronounce because I don't actually know how to pronounce it because I cannot read that alphabet. So if you want to know what it is, you're going to have to look on the website and stuff and that. And the title is amazing. Suicide Snowside.
Wow.
Anyway, now we're going to play Tombé des Nues, which is going to be released on Shore Dive Records next week. And it's me.
Woo!
Because I only have 17 other projects, I decided that I needed another one. The idea is to have something a bit heavier than what I usually do. The idea is to go with like Godflesh, Deftones, that kind of thing. And Tombé des Nues means to be very surprised, and it literally means to fall from the nudes or the heavens, to fall from the heavens, which is the same word as nudes. Nudes are heaven. What? Been a while since I've released something that I've done myself, because you know the thing with the label is we're actually fairly busy. We're like, you know, we've got quite a few releases coming. We've got about 2 to 3 a month, which I think is pretty big. Now we're going to play Abandoned City. Now, if you abandon a city, where do you go? To the countryside? To an island? I don't know. See, okay, right, okay. I am obsessed. I don't know why, but if I go somewhere, one of my first thoughts is this a good place to be in a zombie apocalypse? Yep, this is where my brain goes. If you abandon the city, which is probably wise, and you're looking for somewhere to live in a zombie apocalypse, right? Where would you go? Where would you go? And I think the best possible answer is an island. Yeah, you need to go to an island, and therefore you can live on the fish, the seafood, the crustaceans. If you're lucky on the island, there'd be a couple of, you'd be able to grow something, maybe. Maybe there's some wildlife that you can, you know, if you needed to eat some, I don't know, wild pig or something. Do you see what I mean? Yeah? You could have a little farm on the island, and they could probably survive with not an awful lot, as long as you have water, and the island is technically protection. Now, obviously, you'd want that island to be somewhere nice, and not like the Outer Hebrides, but yeah, do you see what I mean? Yeah, because otherwise you'll freeze to death. Anyway, Abandoned City. We'll be right back. Okay. Now that you've abandoned the city and you live on your island and you're eating crab every day, and you're eating crab, what else are you eating? You're eating fish. If you're allergic to fish, well, you'll die very quick. What else can you do? Maybe on the island, you can. There's some plants that you can eat, so you can eat that. You can have amazing stews. Maybe you can find some roots that you can eat, some kind of like potato type thing, yeah. Maybe there's some fruits, you know, and you can eat that too. Maybe you can hunt for like squirrels and stuff. Maybe. Would you bother though if you could just have the crab? Is it worth the hassle? Because, you know, crab is just easier. And then if you live somewhere that was warm enough, then you wouldn't have to worry about winter, which is good. Because on the island, it would be cold in winter, wouldn't it? Yeah. And what would you do for a companionship? Well, clearly you'd have a beach volleyball that you could draw a face on. And, you know, because you're a shoegazer on the island, you would have to call it Mark, maybe. Like as in Mark Gardner. Or you could draw hair on it and call it Rachel. Anyway, me and the volleyball, we're going to say Bonne Nuit Petit, and we're going to finish with Reverb on Repeat, which is a very, very shoegaze name. This is Reverb on Repeat, Bonne Nuit Petit.